You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode number 20 of Irk FM, available at irkfm.com. Now, as you should know by now, if you are a regular listener to Irk Pod, I will be in the United States by the time you hear this particular episode, so this episode is pre-recorded before my departure. However, while I'm away, there will be no break in the transmission of Irk FM, so to speak, and the music will come down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. So for today's show, I thought we'd do something a bit different because we have a guest in the Irk FM studio. So hi, studio guest.
Hi, Irk. How you going?
I'm all right. And that voice is my mum, Judy. Hello.
Hello.
And together, we do another show on Channel Irk called Blast from the Past Podcast.
Back in my day.
And that's basically what we do. We compare your day and my day to the present day.
That's right.
And we do weekly episodes, which are available via channelirk.com. And what we do at the end of each show is that we play a song that is relevant to the episode, don't we?
Yep, that's true.
And so what I thought I'd do today, we've done a few episodes, and each episode has a different theme, and we reflect on how, for instance, a car is different from when you brought your first car to when I brought my first car to my current car.
That's right.
And so each week we have a different theme. We go through and we pick songs from the Podsafe Music Network.
You go through, not we.
Well, I go through and you listen. And
I only say what I want.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. And you'll hear examples of both of these on today's show. All of the music today comes from the Podsafe Music Network. But we also recognise and thank our other partners, Aerial Publicity, IODA Promonet, and also MusicSubmit.com. So the first song, quite appropriately, is the theme from Blast from the Past podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did we decide this one?
Well, I turned round and said to you that I wanted a theme song to go with my name, which is Judy. So you went through and found the song, and it's called Judy's Got a Stick Shift. And I loved the theme of the song because my first car that I had back in my day actually ended up being a stick shift. So I love the song because it's relevant to my day. So we made it our theme, and that way then it sort of relates to the past and it also relates to my name. So that way then people can put them together. And it's got a pretty good tune to it as well.
It has. So let's get right into it. This is Judy's Got a Stick Shift by the Hot Rods.
That's right.
You're listening to episode 20 of Irk FM.
Today.
Okay.
That was Judy's Got a Stick Shift by the Hot Rods, and you get excited every time you hear that.
Oh, I love it. I think it's, I love the drums, and it's got a fantastic beat to it, you know, so it's pretty good.
It has. So in episode 2, we spoke about telephones, and we spoke a lot about your working in a telephone exchange, which a lot of people were interested in.
Telephone exchanges.
Zzz.
Yes, I worked in a couple.
And so people were very excited about that, and we got a lot of feedback about that.
Yeah.
And we spoke about how you would have to put a wire from one hole to another to connect people.
It wasn't a wire. It was a plug with a jack on the end of it. Exactly the same as your microphone lead. It's not a wire. You're talking about gauges now.
And this is typically what happens on an episode of Blast from the Past, but... The song that we picked, or I picked out and you listened to for episode number 2 was called Little Red Telephone.
Yeah.
And that was quite appropriate because for many years we had in our public phone boxes red telephones.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Now you don't see them unless it's in someone's yard.
Or in a museum.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't go to them.
So this song is called Little Red Telephone and it's by Art Linton.
Thank you. G'day, I'm Squeak, and I'm listening to Irk FM. You too can enjoy the music from Irk FM by going to www.channelirk.com.
You asked me to leave, and I told me twice, but give me a reason why. But won't you call me on the phone, begging me to come back? This train won't run on a tore up track. This train won't run. I move real slow. It's hard to get my steam up and to get these wheels to go. Look out, baby, when I roll. I run on intuition. I drink mercury for milk. Got a fire down below. Is that anticipation? I see being in your smile. Make it last just a while. Ooh, baby, I'm about to jump the track. Just thought you'd want to know. It's hard to shove a cold beer with this monkey on my back. The whistle's about to blow. Keep stoking up that firebox, keep feeding in the coal. It's working, I can tell. Perpetual emotion, I feel the locomotion. Come on and ring my bell. Ooh, baby, it's smoking on the stack. The engine's running rough. It's a little squeaky, but I'm chugging down the track. This one's a little tough. Wheels are locking up. I'm just a little rusty, but proven to be trusted. Come on and wish me luck. I run on syncopation, proficiency and skill. Sometimes I slip and slide. The boiler room is baking. I know you've been waiting. Come on and take a ride. Get my steam up and to get these wheels to go. Look out, baby, when I roll. I think I see the station and the flagman up ahead. I think the throttle stud. I didn't see the warning and I didn't read the lines. The nozzle's glowing red. And
that song was called The Old Train Man by Barebone Snapping. And before that, we heard a favourite of mine, Jerry Lee Serber, there with This Train Won't Run. And the reason why we did a couple of train songs in a row is because we did a couple of train episodes in a row.
That's right.
And what we did is we look back at trains from both of our experiences. And in case you don't know, I am a train driver here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And on that particular weekend, when we recorded that episode, I was celebrating 15 years on the railway, working my way up from the stations, through various positions, and now as a train driver.
And also my experiences on travelling on the old steam trains.
That's right, the old puffing billy sticking your head out the window and... having,
getting filthy dirty.
Oh, you were filthy.
Yeah.
And getting the soot and the cinders everywhere and wearing a light-coloured dress, which was basically charcoal by the time you got home. So are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed this old train. Wasn't too... He sounded like he was running out of fuel in that one.
Oh, he's an old train man. Old train men run out of fuel from time to time.
Yeah, it was a little bit distorted every so often in that. Did you notice?
I noticed, and we'll have to fix that, no problem at all. But we move on from our train shows that we had great reaction to, and it was interesting to talk about how much things have changed even since I've been on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And we move to radio, which... we both have experiences in relation to listening, and me, believe it or not, as a presenter on a local community, think public radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty much what I was doing, playing songs and talking about them, but now I've got a bigger audience around the world on podcasting.
Mm, that's right.
Which is quite cool when you when you think about it, you're only relatively new to podcasting, but with all the shows that we've done together on Blast from the Past podcast, it's been quite good and you've enjoyed it. We've had some great feedback.
Am I still on my L's or have I gone on to my red P's?
Oh, I'm not sure about that yet. I'm not sure about that, but you're doing okay anyway. So I hope you are enjoying this new, well, it's not a new type of episode, it's just a special.
That's right.
And we're not talking so much about the artists, but what we did for the particular shows. If you would like to find out about the artists, what they're doing, and how to listen to more of their music, there will be links on the show notes at irkfm.com. Click on the link and go through to whichever band or artist interests you the most. So we move on to what we covered in episode 5, and that was Radio
by Chris Townsend.
Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great podshaped music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and even Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations, We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
Stay in frame, we'll make sure they know your name. But those people can be vicious, and it's all who you know. Who you know. Just fall back onto the map. We have people who do that. They've all signed a waiver. Such a body, such a face. You could be our saving grace. The commission, the retainer. And it's all who you know. Taken care of. Just relax and have a drink. We're not paying you to think. There's nothing to be scared of. Cause it's all. There's a thousand others like you.
That was Television Song by Brian Dunn. Before that, we had Radio by Chris Townsend. We linked radio and television together because really they are linked.
That's right.
When you think about it, when you were growing up, you didn't have a television for a while, even when they came out.
I was 10 years old.
And so you listened to the radio at home and...
Record player, gramophone.
And on your first experience of TV was going to a shop window and watching the television through the shop window until you got one of your own as a family.
That's right, an old black and white to start with.
And it's come a long way. And a bit later in the episode, we talk about movies and the cinemas, or what you'd call the pictures,
yeah,
which was another way of getting a lot of entertainment as a person growing up in that era.
That's right.
The next episode actually was quite interesting because I didn't have much of an interest in it, but it was one of your favourite episodes.
Yeah, you could and tell
one
that.
Of, one of your favourite topics.
Yeah.
Of elephants.
That's right, my friend the elephant.
And if you haven't heard it, there's a siren coming to take you away for talking about elephants too much.
No, you for giving cheek about elephants.
I gave you so much cheek on that particular episode, and this actually...
Oh, no. Watch your ears. Watch your ears. Warning, warning. This is Eric's
so
humour.
So, of course, as per usual, you can contact us by sending us an email, elephant@gmail.com.
Oh. Don't be...
Erkpod@gmail.com.
You're not too old to get a clip, boy.
Erkpod@gmail.com. Send us an email. Leave a comment on the show notes. BlastFromThePastPodcast.com. Listen to all my other hilarious podcasts. ChannelErk.com. And we have a song.
Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift.
Do you remember actually hearing about elephants in that song?
I counted four times. And that was it Elephant Pull Down the Wall? That was it. So much for you picking out me an elephant song.
Yeah, and rip off.
Elephants in the title. What else do you want?
Yeah. Okay,
that joke's probably getting old by now.
It is a bit. So what do we say now, Eric?
Good night, elephants.
Good night, interweb.
Good night, interweb.
As you can see, he really enjoyed tormenting me on that program.
Now we're going to give you another chance to count the occurrences of elephants in this particular song. We actually had a reasonably hard time finding a song that we could actually play about elephants.
Yeah, and what a rip-off. Oh, it was about everything else but elephants, except for when the elephants were tearing down the wall. And that was, try and count, four times.
Okay, so we'll see how we go. Now,
I want me money back.
Well, you pay me nothing, so...
Half of nothing?
It's still nothing. I've learned that. This is Pink Elephants by Jay Delavale. And we featured elephants on episode number 7. Listen back to that one. That's actually a good one to listen to.
It hasn't been recorded yet.
It will by the time this comes out.
Cut.
Are you counting?
Hasn't started yet.
I'll be
I don't know about you at home, but us in the studio, I counted 9 separate times where they said pink elephants.
No, I counted 6, and they didn't say pink. They just said elephants tearing down the wall.
Well, that's an elephant.
No, it's not.
That's 9, why did they 9
call
times.
It, why did they call the song Pink Elephants? They never mentioned pink in the whole song. Give me a break.
Oh, but you love that song. You were bopping away and counting the number of elephants in
the song.
I was
counting, yeah, but it didn't rhyme with what we were talking about.
But having said that, I think apart from that, we've done pretty well.
What, with elephants climbing down the wall?
No, in general with the songs.
Should have been called Pink Elephants Fly. You should have been singing about flying elephants, not ripping down the wall.
So that was Pink Elephants, and that's probably the only one that we have, or that I have really failed in, yeah, in relation to picking a song that matches the episode.
I'll give you the boom boom on that one. That's it. Horns of fail, Irk. Well and truly.
The horns of fail.
Yeah. Not bad, I suppose.
Not bad, not bad at all. And of course, if you like this show, this type of show, let me know, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes, irkfm.com. Let us know if you're enjoying the music.
Yeah.
Now let's hear from another friend of the show, our mate Sean Owen Jen from San Luis Obispo, California.
Hi, I am Dina, 25 years old. I am looking for man for long-term relations. I am from Russia. I live in St. Petersburg. Dina.
It's hyper nonsense.
Clearly a junk mail, I think.
That's kind of funny.
But it's still kind of
long-term
funny.
Long-term relations?
Yeah. I kind of like the prospect of long-term relations over, say, a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but long-term relations?
Of course, if I had to fly back and forth to St. Petersburg,
it'd be a long-term relation just trying to get there.
Exactly.
That's great.
Hypernonsense.com.
Time for a new promo, guys. Jen can just laugh for the whole promo.
Yeah, she's got a cheeky laugh.
And Shauno can read the phone book for you for the whole episode. So that was cool. And
I'll send him an elephant song, and then he might record me an elephant song.
Well,
he's good at doing that.
You never know.
Shauno, I put in my order, write me an elephant song.
So the next time we talk about elephants, or when we talk about horses, episodes 23 to 29. But we spent the next couple of episodes talking about cars, so let's rev right into this car double shot. And
yeah,
this song is called That's My Car by Bill Tucker, and we spoke about cars rather exclusively in episodes 10
car 9
car 9, where are you, car 9? You're overdue, car 9. Episode 10 and episode 11. That's My Car, Bill Tucker. You're listening to Irk FM, episode 20.
Understood the meanest machine in the neighborhood when I'm Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to Eric FM.
I am right outside the door of where I want to be. I can peek in through the keyhole, but can't find the key. And I got angels all around me, and I still feel alive, yeah. So I go back to when I was 4, sliding on my kitchen floor, faster than anyone. And I am a race car, and I'm speeding past the wreckage of my.
That song was called I'm a Race Car by Cassandra Kabinski, and that was when we talked about motorsport and some peanut blocking the track at Mount Panorama because they ran out of petrol.
It wasn't me.
Oh, no, no. It wasn't you at all. So to hear back about that, you'd have to listen to episodes 10 and 12. 10 and 11, sorry.
Do you know that that's my car? You know what that reminded me of while that was playing?
What's that?
I could picture the guys from Four Men in a Car driving along in an open, big open sports car, playing that full bore with their floral shirts on, you know, the Beachy Boy shirts.
Oh, the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, and I could picture them doing that with the beer in their hand, you know.
I reckon Steve and the boys would have a few Hawaiian shirts between them.
I reckon they should play that as a promo.
Well, you never know. With the way that podcasting works, you might hear that on an episode of Some Guys in a Car.
Yeah.
SomeGuysInACar.com very, very shortly. Who knows?
You never know.
But the song you're talking about was called That's My Car by Bill Tucker. Wasn't that the slogan of a car company here in Australia a few years ago? That's My Car or something very similar to it?
Yeah, one of them, yeah. Yeah, I can't remember which ad it was now, but I remember that. They'd say, That's My Car.
I remember Go Charger.
Yeah. Not sure.
But it rings a bell, but it's a very cool song anyway.
Yeah.
In episode 14, we spoke about movies, or what you'd call the pictures.
Yeah, the flicks.
Or the flicks.
Go on the flicks, Mum.
And you told us about some of the shenanigans that you used to pull in the dark.
Get up to, yep.
Rolling Jaffers down the aisle and throwing Jaffers at people and sneaking into the expensive seats.
Yeah, in the dark.
In the dark, and sometimes you even watch the movie as well.
Yeah, sometimes. And you did that when we were bored.
Well, it must have been a bad movie.
Yeah.
This song is called The Actress, and it's by the Michael E. Thomas Band. You're listening to a very special episode of IRC FM.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
felt the rhythm of your heartbeat long before mine had begun. Open eyes, I saw the smile upon your face. Final fear seemed to disappear when you spoke into my ear, and warmth and tenderness from your embrace. In all the early mornings, packed lunch and off to school, we with all that education, the best lessons came from you. Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And that song, needless to say, was called Mother's Day, and that was by Lance Larson. We did a special Mother's Day show for episode 15 of Blast from the Past podcast, considering that I wouldn't be in the country for the first time on Mother's Day. So we did a special about that.
That's right.
And have you enjoyed listening to the music back again?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, isn't it? You never know, I might try and do you out of a job here, boy.
You've got your own podcast.
Yeah, still, I can always go for number two.
Ah, well, we shall see. If you've enjoyed some of the music and some of the banter that you've heard on this episode of IRC FM, you can check both of us out together at blastfromthepastpodcast.com, which is a part of Channel IRC, channelirc.com. And thank you for joining us on this particular edition of IRC FM, episode 20. We'll be back same time next week with another variety of songs.
That was a variety for sure.
That sure was. And who knows what you're going to hear next week. If you would like to send us feedback, tell us what you thought of this episode, you can send me an email, irkpod@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com and let us know if you enjoyed it and if you enjoyed not hearing about the artist, or if you want to hear about the artist.
And if you want to hear it again, we can always play it on the Blast Show.
Oh, I'm sure we could. So what do we say at the end?
Good night, Interweb.
Good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.